1. You hear an announcement on the radio. What kind of program is being advertised? A. A quiz show. B. A documentary. C. A drama series.
Next today, we catch up with the 5 teenagers who we've been interviewing regularly over the last few years since they were 13, one from each continent. Today, we continue their fascinating life stories. Listen to their views to get a really up-to-date account of what life is like for a teenager in the 5 different corners of our planet. Don't miss it. This week, they're answering a variety of questions which have been sent in by you, the listeners. Next today, we catch up with the 5 teenagers who we've been interviewing regularly over the last few years since they were 13, one from each continent. Today, we continue their fascinating life stories. Listen to their views to get a really up-to-date account of what life is like for a teenager in the 5 different corners of our planet. Don't miss it. This week, they're answering a variety of questions which have been sent in by you, the listeners.
2. You hear part of a talk on the radio. What's the woman talking about? A. A local celebration. B. A history expert. C. A guided walk.
Every day throughout the summer, commencing the third Saturday in May until the 30th of September, local people who know something about the origins and development of the ancient city of York have volunteered to show visitors around the city and tell them about the old buildings, historic sites, and the people who lived here. For people interested in the traditional dances of the ancient inhabitants of this area, there will be a special slideshow at the end of each day. Every day throughout the summer, commencing the third Saturday in May until the 30th of September, local people who know something about the origins and development of the ancient city of York have volunteered to show visitors around the city and tell them about the old buildings, historic sites, and the people who lived here. For people interested in the traditional dances of the ancient inhabitants of this area, there will be a special slideshow at the end of each day.
3. You hear a man talking about a restaurant he runs on a Caribbean island. What's he doing when he speaks? A. Asking for help with a continuing problem. B. Explaining how a problem occurred. C. Advising on how to avoid a problem.
I wanted people to eat outside, and so originally we had a canvas roof which you could roll back depending on the weather. It would flap about a bit in the wind, but gave good protection from the midday sun. But what tended to happen was that after a heavy shower, this roof would fill with water, which at a certain point, given a gust of wind, would turn back on itself and empty its contents, splashing the diners beneath. So my son, before he left, built us this straw roof, but as there are no walls, we still get just enough sun and breeze. I wanted people to eat outside, and so originally we had a canvas roof which you could roll back depending on the weather. It would flap about a bit in the wind, but gave good protection from the midday sun. But what tended to happen was that after a heavy shower, this roof would fill with water, which at a certain point, given a gust of wind, would turn back on itself and empty its contents, splashing the diners beneath. So my son, before he left, built us this straw roof, but as there are no walls, we still get just enough sun and breeze.
4. You overhear a woman talking to her colleague. Where does the woman work? A. In a publisher's office. B. In a school. C. In a bookshop.
How do you like it now you're head of department?
Oh, fine. I really want to make some changes, though. But lots of parents just can't afford to keep buying new books, you know, for their children. They're just too expensive. We really need to bring the price down. Mm. The schools can't afford them either, so there are all these lovely new books and they're just sitting in stockrooms not being sold. Well, but the booksellers do their best to promote them, but they do keep telling us the price needs to be more competitive. It's time we took some notice, because we're losing money and nobody is benefiting, least of all the children.
How do you like it now you're head of department?
Oh, fine. I really want to make some changes, though. But lots of parents just can't afford to keep buying new books, you know, for their children. They're just too expensive. We really need to bring the price down. Mm. The schools can't afford them either. So there are all these lovely new books and they're just sitting in stockrooms not being sold. Well, the booksellers do their best to promote them, but they do keep telling us the price needs to be more competitive. It's time we took some notice, because we're losing money and nobody is benefiting, least of all the children.
5. You hear a scientist talking about a slimming diet which is used by people who want to lose weight. What does she say about the diet? A. It can have useful results. B. It may have harmful effects. C. It might get scientific approval.
My friend's been doing the cabbage soup diet. You know, where you eat almost nothing except cabbage soup for a week as a way of losing weight. Well, whilst it won't do her any harm, there's no scientific basis for it at all. They've made up rules which are quite hard to stick to, and so you feel that you are doing something beneficial, which, in a way, you are. But actually, if she loses weight, it'll be because she's controlling what she eats, like all such diets. You know, it will be because she eats less, rather than because of the cabbage itself. My friend's been doing the cabbage soup diet, you know, where you eat almost nothing except cabbage soup for a week as a way of losing weight. Well, whilst it won't do her any harm, there's no scientific basis for it at all. They've made up rules which are quite hard to stick to, and so you feel that you are doing something beneficial, which, in a way, you are. But actually, if she loses weight, it'll be because she's controlling what she eats, like all such diets. You know, it will be because she eats less, rather than because of the cabbage itself.
6. You overhear a woman talking on the phone. Who is she speaking to? A. A builder. B. A hotel manager. C. A shop assistant.
When it rained, water came straight through the roof and into the bedroom. The bed's completely ruined. I'll have to buy another one, and new bedclothes. I'm sure the shop won't be able to replace it exactly. They never have what I want in stock. Oh, it would never have happened if your employee hadn't left a hole. And where am I going to spend the night? I can't sleep there. When it rained, water came straight through the roof and into the bedroom. The bed's completely ruined. I'll have to buy another one, and new bedclothes. I'm sure the shop won't be able to replace it exactly. They never have what I want in stock. Oh, it would never have happened if your employee hadn't left a hole. And where am I going to spend the night? I can't sleep there.
7. You hear someone talking about the work he does supplying fruit and vegetables. When does he receive most of the orders? A. In the morning. B. In the afternoon. C. In the evening.
We supply over 400 of London's restaurants. The vegetables come from our stores deep in the heart of the wholesale market, where in the very early hours of the morning, the orders are packed and loaded onto vans for delivery later that day. Our work begins as the restaurants are shutting. The chefs have finished cooking and they're planning the next day's menu, which means placing their orders for fruit and veg with us. It gets really tough in the run-up to midnight when everyone phones us at once with their requests. We don't catch up on the paperwork until the afternoon, if we're lucky. We supply over 400 of London's restaurants. The vegetables come from our stores deep in the heart of the wholesale market, where in the very early hours of the morning, the orders are packed and loaded onto vans for delivery later that day. Our work begins as the restaurants are shutting. The chefs have finished cooking and they're planning the next day's menu, which means placing their orders for fruit and veg with us. It gets really tough in the run-up to midnight when everyone phones us at once with their requests. We don't catch up on the paperwork until the afternoon, if we're lucky.
8. You overhear a woman talking to a friend. What's she doing? A. Offering him something. B. Complaining about something. C. suggesting something.
I told her she could have it because we were planning to buy a new carpet pretty soon.
What did you say exactly?
Well, something like, you know, we've got this old carpet. It's still in reasonable condition, so maybe you'd like to have it as we're planning to replace it. Mm. Something like that. Mm. I know she hasn't got much money, but to just turn up like that and say, OK, I'll take it now, she could have waited.
Mm, I guess you did offer.
I know, but it was... I told her she could have it because we were planning to buy a new carpet pretty soon.
What did you say exactly?
Well, something like, you know, we've got this old carpet. It's still in reasonable condition, so maybe you'd like to have it as we're planning to replace it. Mm. Something like that. Mm. I know she hasn't got much money, but to just turn up like that and say, OK, I'll take it now, she could have waited.
Mm, I guess you did offer.
I know, but...
That's the end of part one.